Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
From the Carter Subaru Studios, this is Cairo Nights with Jake Skorheim.
Welcome to Cairo Nights. I am your host, Jake Skorheim. It is Friday. Thank you guys so much for joining us. Thank you for tuning in. A lot of people like to go out on Friday nights. They like to be at bars or doing other social things. But what I like about you guys is that you just want to sit and listen to me and this show. Actually, not just me, us. And I'm being dead serious here. Thank you so much for spending your time with us. Fridays are super fun because it's the Three Amigos.
We are the Three Amigos. We are the Three Amigos.
Boy, it gets long. Let's just pull out of that real fast. All right, I got... Who do I got here with me? I got Nate Connors. Nate was gone last week, but he's back.
Yep, I'm back. Great to be back. Missed you guys.
Yes, and you were gone for like a basketball tournament
or something? Yeah, my kids' state tournament in Spokane.
How'd it go?
Anyway, what's going on?
My mic just dropped.
That kind of said it all. The mic dropped.
All right.
It wasn't good.
It wasn't. Well, but it was a nice, Spokane was nice, I assume.
It was a great time. We had a swimming pool in the hotel.
Oh, that's sweet.
Kids spent all the spare, and an arcade. So we never left the hotel.
That's fantastic.
Yeah. Beautiful.
All right, Chris Sullivan's also here. Welcome, Chris.
Oh, it's also it's very good to be here. By the way, if you need some help straightening your mic cable, I believe John Curley knows a guy.
Yeah.
Knows a doctor that can take care of that for you.
Sure.
Jeez. Real quick about your kids' basketball tournament.
Yeah.
Even though they didn't, doesn't sound like they won the tournament.
It was close. So anyway, they played four games. They lost three of them. Three of the games, including the one they won, were decided by 5 points or less.
Yeah. You know what he's going to remember?
Yeah.
Is, like, I had some baseball tournaments when I was a kid and traveled around for that kind of stuff. The thing that I remember the most, I don't remember if we won those games or lost those games, probably because we lost them. But what I remember is at the hotel with all your teammates, you're jumping in the pool, you're, like, doing the crazy wave stuff, and it was just, like, such a fun experience.
Absolutely. You're right. That's what he talks about.
That's fantastic. Yeah, I love that.
That's where it's at.
Can I share a story with you guys that happened to me this week? And I don't think either, I'm trying to remember if either of you were one of the guilty culprits here. I don't think you
Definitely
were.
Definitely not me.
I don't know. Maybe.
I don't know. Nate possibly could have been because you and I are desk mates.
Oh.
So this could have been, you might have been one of the people. All right. So the other morning I'm driving into work and I think to myself, yeah, I'm hungry. I got a long day ahead of me. I want to make sure I'm pepped up and ready to go. So I pick up some breakfast on the way. I get a Starbucks bacon Gouda, which are fantastic. Mm-hmm. Those are so great. They're on like the ciabatta roll or whatever they're on. Delicious little sandwich.
The bacon is always undercooked though. You notice that?
You know, I have not noticed because I just eat it so fast.
Good for you.
Yeah, I don't have a chance to notice, but I'll take your word for it. So I eat the sandwich. I'm, you know, whatever, it's fine. I don't think another thing of it. And then I get to work. I, you know, check in at my desk. I do all the things. I start building the show. Bah, 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 bah. I'm also a really social guy. So I'm going around. I'm like, hey, you know what I'm going to do? Because I was in like really early. I'm not normally there that early. And I think I was filling in on John and Sherry's show earlier in the week. So I'm doing like two shows. I'm doing a 7-hour day. And I'm like, all right. I'm going to be social. I'm going to go around and like get some FaceTime with people because normally I'm not here to talk with people. I'm normally get here at night. And so I'm talking, I'm doing all these things. A couple hours go by, you know, I've had some coffees. I'm ready to use the restroom. So I go to use the restroom. Just number one, don't worry, it's not gross. I use the restroom and then I get in front of the mirror and I'm washing my hands and I look up and I got a big chunk of food on my face.
I hate that.
From the breakfast sandwich.
I didn't see it. I never saw it.
That I had finished hours ago.
And nobody told you?
Nada.
No one pulled you aside or just kind of went, oh, hey, Jake,
You know, guys, what's the prop? I mean, it's a stupid question because the answer's obvious. But right. like, if I had, and I don't think it was one of you guys because
I would have told
you guys are buddies, and you would right. like you'd get past the awkwardness of like letting me know that I had something on my face. I don't know why that's a socially awkward thing to do, but
was it tiny or was it big? Like, is it a little crumb or
way too big?
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah, like there was Gouda and bread.
No.
Yes. And it's sitting on my cheek, and I don't even know how it has attached itself to my cheek because I ate the sandwich driving in, but I must have passed 10 people in the office, and I'm having all these conversations with people.
Wow, that's amazing.
It was amazing, and I felt like a doof, and then I was like, wait a minute. And I started doing the addition in my head. I started adding all these people up. I'm like, bum, 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 bum. Nobody said anything.
Wow.
No, that's
now,
wrong.
Now, why do you think? And again, this is a Friday show. I apologize to the audience because you guys were not there. And I know my audience, you guys would have told me if I had something on my face. Mm. Why do you think it is that nobody in the office told me that I had food on my face? Let me walk around like a fool and maybe look like an idiot.
Maybe they thought it made you look better.
Chris, that's not nice. And you know what? Now I can tell the audience, you were one of those people.
That's not true at all.
No, there's no way.
I don't stick around that long, if you're filling in for John and
I know. No,
Jerry.
You would have told me. You would have told
me. Well, now I feel bad because we are desk mates. We sit right across from each other. I should have seen that.
You know what? I just don't think you were noticing. You're hard at work. You're hard worker, so you're busy.
Now, if it was Monday, you were not here, Nate.
Right.
So it's possible.
Yeah.
No, it was Wednesday. It was Wednesday. Were you here, Nate?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you were here. Yeah. So you weren't helpful. Isn't that just...
That's weird.
It is weird because what it says to me, if I'm passing somebody and I don't really know them that well and I don't feel like I can have a real connection with that person, I might not say something if they have something on their face because I don't want to embarrass them in that situation.
Yeah, if you don't know them that well.
I know all these people very well, right? I know all the people at work. I've worked here for many years. I know I just started my show here, but I was a producer here for like 8, 9 years, 10 years. So I know these people.
Mm.
They should have said something.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
I feel like proper decorum dictates that they should have said, hey, Jake, by the way, I just want to let you know before we continue this conversation. And I had like 10-minute conversations with people, and I'm laughing, and I'm telling them stories, and they're telling me stories. Ooh. I really think we're having a connection here.
I think I figured it out.
Yeah.
I don't think that was your food. I think it came out of somebody else's mouth and landed on your cheek.
That doesn't make me feel any better.
I was thinking that might be,
That doesn't make me feel better.
But, you know, other people could have said something, but that's why one person
because I would have noticed the projectile.
You think?
Yeah. If I'm having a conversation, like if I'm talking with you right now and something goes, right over to my cheek,
right.
I'm going to know it. Right. So I just, like a dum-dum, I'm walking around with this thing, and it only was myself in the mirror, and I picked it off, and I just went, oh, my gosh, what a stupid.
Terrible.
Yeah, it was terrible. It's like when you see yourself with, like, you got, like, spinach in your teeth or something, and nobody has said anything, and you're like, oh, maybe somebody didn't notice. Everyone noticed.
Everybody noticed.
Of my face.
At least it wasn't a boogie.
No, it wasn't a boogie. It was Gouda and bread. And they made the decision to not say anything.
Could it have been a boogie that rolled down?
No.
Definitely Gouda.
All right, Nate, you're going down the wrong path.
Down the wrong path. That's gross. Nate's being real gross today, guys. I'm sorry. All right, before we get into the rest of the segment here with these guys, I do a trivia clip every day. So I'm going to play this clip. Don't spoil it. For my listeners, if you guys want to take a guess, you can try on the Muckleshoot Casino Resort text line. The number for that is 888-973-5476. That spells Cairo on all of your dial phones, which you're all using these days. If you don't know the answer, tune in at the start of the next hour at the News Roundup. I will give you the answer. It's not going to cost you anything. And if you do guess it correctly, your prize is nothing. It's just my respect. Here it is. Good luck.
Back in 82, I used to be able to throw a pigskin a quarter mile.
Are you serious?
I'm dead serious. How much you want to make a bet I can throw a football over them mountains? A coach would have put me in fourth quarter. We'd have been state champions, no doubt. No doubt in my mind.
No doubt in my mind. You guys know it.
Oh, yeah.
You shake
That's
your
head. Great.
Yeah, you know. Don't say what it is, but you guys know.
Got to meet one of the actors, actually, shortly after that movie.
Did you really?
At Super Bowl 40 in Detroit.
Oh, you're kidding.
Nope.
I remember...
That was right when he was blowing up. No one had any idea who this kid was.
Yeah.
The movie was coming out. Yeah, we had a chance to meet him on Radio Row there.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
It's a very unique movie, and it holds up for sure. I was excited to talk about this because we have a celebrity in the room right now.
Nate? Yeah.
And I'm not talking about Nate Connors, although he is a celebrity. What? Chris Sullivan wrote a very popular article on MyNorthwest.com.
Oh, I did?
Yes, you did.
No.
And I found the headline so incredibly stupid that I thought...
Where's this going?
Remember, MyNorthwest.com has a full staff that comes up with these headlines.
Oh, do they come up with the headlines?
Well, if they... I can't remember. Tell me how stupid it was, and I'll tell you if it was wrong.
So they're editorializing, and they're coming up with the headlines?
Generally, yeah, because my headlines are usually
I guess it's not stupid. It's an attention grabber. And I understand why they chose it.
Okay.
What I found confusing is how anybody could need this information. And do you know the article that I'm talking about?
It can only be one that I wrote this week, yes.
Okay, so here's the headline. The headline is, why do so many people get freaked out at four-way stops? And it's by far the most popular story on MyNorthwest.com. People are clicking on this left and right. They're like, oh my gosh, I'm a person who's freaked out at four-way stops. I don't consider myself a person who gets freaked out at four-way stops. So I clicked on it. I said, what are these people looking into? Like, why don't they understand four-way stops? If you have been driving for even a short amount of time,
have your driver's license.
Yeah.
You should know.
You should know a four-way stop. So, Chris, you're here now. Please explain to us what the deal is with four-way stops.
Well, basically, it came from a listener who asked me a question that was about four-way stops, but also then when you add a pedestrian into the mix and kind of what does that do to the queue? Like, who's next?
Sure, because it is like first come, first serve.
Right. Well, basically, yeah, it's pretty simple. Whoever gets the intersection first gets to go first. Right? Comes to a complete stop. Now, the person who does a rolling stop at 10 feet before the line just to go, I got here before you. No, you didn't.
Yeah.
Don't be that jerk.
No, I wouldn't.
But a complete stop, whoever gets there first goes. Then after that, it's pretty simple. You yield to the car to the right. If you get there at the same time, you look to your right. If there's a car there, they go. And then you go after them. It's pretty simple. But people still kind of sometimes, and in Seattle, we have this, you go. Oh, no, you go. You go. You go. And then nobody goes.
Yeah.
And then by that time, the person who got there fourth is like, screw this. And they're all like, like, come on.
And they all get upset. Yeah.
But the reason that the question that came out, the very specific one, is say, I'm at a light or I'm at a four-way stop and say, for instance, I'm going to take a right or go straight. And all of a sudden, a pedestrian is walking in front of me.
Yeah.
And
you're first in line.
And I'm first in line. So I was ready to go, but then the pedestrian started walking. So I'm like, okay, because you have to yield to pedestrians and bicyclists.
Is that every time?
In the crosswalks, yes.
Yeah, okay.
Yes. We'll get the bikes in a minute. And so the person is going. And then, while you're waiting for the pedestrian to cross, another person can go. The next person who would have gone after you can go. But the person who was first in line waiting for the pedestrian doesn't lose their place in the line.
Yeah.
Right? They don't have to wait for the who got here first again, but just because there's a pedestrian.
Okay,
they get
to
go.
That's where people are confused.
They just keep going and they're like, oh, no, you were waiting for a pedestrian, so you're no longer first in line.
So let me ask you this. This person who was this a text message?
It was a text message. He was just asking about it.
Do you think that the person who sent this in is a complete idiot?
No, I think this is a person who is tired of people maybe jumping into what would have been his or her place in line while there was a pedestrian there.
We love them, and they always ask great questions.
Yeah.
That one was
pretty specific, though.
It's very specific, and that one, if I'm being completely honest, and I'm not trying to be cruel, and I'm not trying to be mean, and I really don't want to offend them in any way, but it just sounds like this type of person doesn't really understand how to drive and maybe should consider taking the bus.
Well, no, I think the opposite. I think this person knows how to drive and is tired of other people doing the wrong thing by cutting that person who got there first out of line because there's a pedestrian there.
The other thing that I found frightening about the success of this article is the sheer number of people that were clicking on this. Tens of thousands of people are clicking on this story and they want to know, why are four-way stops so confusing? And I'm just, again, I was sitting there going like, I'm sharing the road with these people. Are these people morons that they need this information? I don't think they are. I think they probably were like me. They're like kind of wondering like, oh, is this a trick headline? Because I feel like I do know what a four-way stop is and I know how to handle it. But, and maybe
you should have seen the text line when I aired the story during Seattle's morning news.
Yeah.
I had one person, I won't name him or her.
Please don't.
On the text line who kept telling me, no, you yield to the left. I was taught in high school, you yield to the left. I just texted five of my buddies. We took driving school together. They all said, you yield to the left. Like, in what world is that?
Right.
Like, are you sure we're talking about the safety? I'm like, okay. And then he goes, really? I go, and I sent him the RCW and the driver's manual pages to check out.
See, that's the thing.
And I'm like, okay.
People don't appreciate how kind you are on the text line. And I try to do this whenever I can, too. When people text us and ask us questions, if we have the time to get to them, we don't always have the time to get to them, but if we do, the fact that you sent over an RCW, like, One, what is an RCW?
That's the revised code of Washington. So if you need to know what a rule of the road is or what a law is, it's the revised code of Washington, the RCW.
And you didn't mail this to him, right? You just sent it in a...
No, yeah, just send me, yeah, check out the RCW with this thing, and then here are the pages in the driver's manual, page 326.
Look at this guy.
Yeah.
It's like Good Will Hunting.
Yeah.
It's amazing. The things that he knows about traffic,
it's like Rain
the normal
Man.
Person doesn't know. I could ask you almost any question. I bet you would just know it.
You should ask Nate, too, because Nate's a part of this traffic department.
Nate knows traffic, too.
He knows traffic like a bomb.
Well, yeah, someday, but not someday, like you, Nate, Sully. Yeah, someday Nate hopes to know traffic as well as you know traffic. You're the manager, by the way. You know, people know that. You're actually like the top guy, the top traffic guy.
Well, I like to consider myself a player coach.
Sure.
Really? I don't like to elevate myself above my subjects. I monitor in the newsroom
let
like
me throw a scenario. Let me throw a traffic scenario.
Oh, great.
Right here
we go.
Here's a traffic scenario.
Nate gets to answer first.
Okay.
Okay, for both of you.
Yes.
And I talked about this a little bit on my show yesterday, so I apologize if any listeners already heard this, but it's a good question, and it's an obvious situation. Roundabouts.
Mm. Now, these are different than...
these are not four-way stops. Correct, Nate.
No, what do you call
like
them?
The traffic...
Traffic circles.
Like the traffic circles.
Well,
traffic circles and roundabouts are the same, but in Seattle, this doesn't include those little things where they have like planters in the middle of the intersection that they use to just calm traffic, a traffic calming device.
So that's the only difference.
Yeah. These ones are actually lane and monitored.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
No, there's not a
but
planter
no, there are a lot of those in Seattle where they go to...
I'm talking about a planter box. I'm not talking about
because trust me, a lot of Seattle neighborhoods have gone that way.
Listening to Sully, trust him.
Yeah,
a lot of people.
All right,
confuse those.
So this is a at a roundabout.
How many lanes?
It's a 3-lane roundabout.
Wow.
Wait, three that go all the way around?
There's what?
One. Then one must exit right away.
Three entry points.
Oh, you're right. But how many lanes going each direction is what I'm getting at?
Just one.
Okay, very good.
Just one.
Because there are some that have two, and those get kind of.
I want to describe for you a situation that I came upon the other day, and I want to see if you guys think that this driver handled it the correct way.
Okay.
I pull up behind. I'm driving behind this lady. God bless her. Not a young woman. She is a little advanced in years. Probably, I'd say north of 100. Not actually 100, but like she clearly looked like, you know, maybe her kids
and driving.
Well,
good for her.
And driving. No, not good for her. I think there's a
Lincoln Town Car from back in the day.
It was a larger car.
A larger sedan.
You're right. Because they knew that she needed the protection because hopefully she's not. But, they tend to get an act. Whatever. Anyway, I'm behind her at the roundabout. Now, they have just put the roundabout in. This is up in Snohomish County where I live.
Off of Highway 9.
Chris, you also know what I'm talking about. This is a very busy area off
at
Highway
Bickford?
9.
In Snohomish?
Not a Bickford in Snohomish.
204, right?
No, I don't want to be too specific.
Oh, Lake Stevens. There we go.
Yeah.
No, not 204. And I don't want to name her, and I don't want to make her feel bad in case she's listening to the show. And I don't know her name.
Okay, good.
And she was very old, and I hope she's still with us because she was driving crazy. But listen to this. We get to the roundabout, and I'm behind her, and I have my one of my sons is in the car with me. I don't know, we're coming back from something. It's the weekend morning. And she gets to the roundabout, and she's looking at it. And I can tell that she's having kind of like a, all right, what do I do here? Because roundabouts, you know, I mean, they're new.
Mm.
They're people. I mean,
especially on the West Coast.
They've been around in Europe for a long time, but we're not in Europe. So she pulls up to the entry point of the roundabout, and she stops. And the point of a roundabout is generally you want to get going. Like, there's nobody in the roundabout. So, like, that's the great thing about them. Like, the flow of traffic just keeps on going. So there's nobody in there.
Hmm.
And so she stops trying to figure out, well, do I go left? Do I go right?
Oh, no.
Do I go left?
No,
do I go right? Yeah, she's thinking, and I can tell she's thinking about it. And she's playing with her blinkers, too. She's like trying to figure out like which way to go. And I'm like, you don't need to blink, lady, because there's only one way. You just go right. So she sits there for a second. I'm like, and I'm a nice guy, but I'm like starting to get a little impatient. But I also realize I can see in the reflection of the mirror, she's not a young lady. So I'm like, all right, let's give her a little space, maybe even give her actual little space. And so she then sits there, and she finally makes her decision, and she goes, boop, right over the roundabout. She doesn't even go right or left.
She went straight.
She went straight over the top
of it? She hops the curb, drives over the top of the roundabout, and just keeps on going.
Well, see, that's why you need the planter. If that was there, she wouldn't
have done
that.
Well, no, she had the planter. It could have been bad. She would have run into the planter. And I'm sitting there, and I'm looking back at my son, who couldn't care less. I'm like, son, that is not how you do it. And it was like, I don't know how... roundabouts are tough for people, but you know that phrase, like, you can't teach an old dog new tricks. Like, I'm wondering if, like, there is just a situation where maybe you have people who are very used to four-way stops or lights, and then we introduce these roundabouts, and it's kind of scary.
But straight would never be an option.
Mm. Well, it was for this young lady today. Wasn't today. It was a couple weekends ago.
Wow, that's amazing. I've never seen that. I've seen people take a left. They're eventually going three quarters of the way around about to take a left from their place.
Oh, yeah,
and they just take a quick left and go. But again, totally illegal. You're going the wrong way in a roundabout.
She jumped the curb. It was no good.
That's insane.
Yeah. Well, so that's not the right way.
When you hit a certain age, I think you just don't care about anything.
I think that's right.
Right?
Yeah, it's like that Seinfeld joke. It's like, I'm old and I'm coming back.
That's
like,
right.
Yeah, she just didn't care.
So what is the rule then?
The rule is that you merge at the correct time and keep going.
Which is what?
Yeah. To the right.
Yeah, but who has the right of way?
The person who's already in the roundabout.
Boom.
Bingo.
All right. Bingo.
You always have to yield. You don't just race in there.
No, they got signs. They say yield.
Yeah. Some people
Unless
have
it's open, and in which case?
We could, so, Nate so, and I could do a whole show on the double lane roundabouts.
Yeah, why is there an inner lane?
Oh, I could tell you that.
We don't have time for that. We got to go. All right, Chris Sullivan, Nate Connors, Three Amigos. Thank you guys for hanging out. This was fun.
Yeah, this was a lot of fun. It was like dynamite.
Educational.
Excellent. Don't spoil it for my listeners, Chris. Jeez Louise. All right. He just gave you a clue to the trivia. All right, we got a lot more coming up on the show. Matt, tell them what we got coming.
On tonight's show, a victory for the Cougs last night. We celebrate that with Mike Lefko from Seattle Sports. That's on tonight's Score Time with Scoreheim. Also, Mickey Gomez joins the show to discuss how much it costs to be comfortable in Seattle. I'm guessing that's at least five times my salary. We'll find out. Plus, the news roundup at 6 minutes after 8 o'clock. Keep it here to Cairo Nights with Jake Scoreheim.
Mariners texts keep you one step ahead. Receive breaking news, exclusive offers, and so much more. Sign up in just seconds by texting Mariners to 24247. Again, just text the word Mariners to 24247 to stay up to date with all the latest from T-Mobile Park.
Save big money on your outdoor project now at Menards. We have everything you need to keep your outdoor power equipment running smooth, so you can keep that lawn in tip-top shape or enjoy some time on your boat. Right now, all FVP, lawn and garden, and marine batteries are on sale through May 5th. Check out our entire selection of FVP batteries today and view our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more great deals.
Save big money at Menards.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Before Shopify, were you wondering, where are my sales at? Now you're selling with Shopify, the global commerce platform supercharging your selling. You have no problem selling online, in person, on social media, and beyond. Gary, easy on the cha-ching.
Oh, sorry, but my Shopify sales are through the roof.
Start selling with Shopify today and discover how millions of businesses around the world use Shopify to ignite their selling. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/listen. Shopify.com/listen.
You're listening to Cairo Nights with Jake Scoreheim.
Welcome back to Cairo Nights. It's Friday. I got a good buddy of mine on right now, Mike Lefko from 710 Seattle Sports. And anytime Mike is on, we get to talk.
Score Time with Scoreheim.
Yes. Mike, welcome to the show.
It's great for scores today and yesterday, Jake.
Yes.
It's been a great time.
It has been great.
Good time to talk sports.
Have you been loving the March Madness?
Yeah, I haven't sat down much. I think, you know, you get up, you watch, games get close, you're kind of, you find yourself just pacing around.
Yeah.
Excited, nervous energy, even if you don't have anything on the line. So it's a really fun sports time. So I'm glad I'm on here to share it with you.
I'm glad you're here too. I wanna suck up all of your sports knowledge and what's going on right now. We do have a lot to talk about because we have some local teams who are doing well in the tournament, who did well yesterday. I think we have some audio of this too, right? So this is Isaiah Watts. He's a Washington State Cougar, and he sunk a 3-point that was pretty useful.
They feed it right for Watts. Let's a three fly. He hit it. He hit it. Isaiah Watts, right wing. 1:46 to play. Cougs up two here in Omaha. 61-59. Timeout Bulldogs. 98 seconds left.
Did you watch that game as it was happening?
Yeah, and I was coming down the end of the night. I thought all three of the games that I had picked were going to be wrong.
Yeah.
And then that great Washington State comeback. That was impressive because they were down like, I think, 6 or 7 with under 5 minutes left. And it was a back and forth game, but it felt like Drake had all the momentum and they were going to, you know, have enough to hold it off. And
I thought Drake was going to win.
Yeah, no panic from Washington State. You know, it's not like they've been to the tournament much. Their first tournament win since 2008.
Yes.
So it's a huge monumental moment, especially for a team that has been trying to assert itself in a dissolving Pac-12. So what a good statement. What a fun time to be a Cougar fan.
You know what? I didn't even think about that. That is a nice like bow on this bad situation for them.
Yeah.
I went to Washington State, so I was excited. I didn't graduate from there because I was only there for a semester before I transferred and went to school in Hawaii. But I don't think Hawaii
can't argue that decision.
Yeah, can't argue. This is smart.
They're not in the tournament this year, but they have been before.
They have been. Yeah. In fact, when I went, I think when I was in school there, they were in the tournament. They were very good at the time. But WSU is doing well, so they play again. Is it tomorrow?
Yeah. Okay. Against
Iowa State. How are they supposed to do against Iowa State? Iowa State good?
Yeah. Iowa State's the 2 seed, and people think they could have been the 4th 1 seed. You know, the top 4 teams get slotted at the top of each little region.
Yeah.
So Iowa State won the Big 12. They crushed Houston in the championship game, which sometimes the teams that already are going to be locked at the top, like Houston, they don't try as much. They rest some key guys. But Iowa State looks very good. It's just, you know, the tournament's a matchup of styles, because who would have thought that a team like Oakland could beat Kentucky?
Oh my gosh.
They wouldn't in the regular season.
Oakland something, right? It's not Oakland, California.
It's Oakland University in Michigan.
In Michigan, yeah. And the guy who kind of put them on his back, he came off the bench. He scored 32 points.
All on threes. 2 free throws and 10 threes.
Unbelievable.
Yeah.
Have you read anything about his story?
He played at like a community college for a couple years, then transferred here.
Well, he went to a Division II school also. He went to a Division II private school, and then he transferred to Oakland.
Yeah. And I say here, like Oakland. Yeah,
yeah, yeah. Yeah. He transferred to Oakland, and then he's like, this is his 6th year playing, because I would assume he's a graduate student right now. He is 24 years old, and he gave this press conference after the game last night, which I actually found really quite charming. And they were talking to this guy. Is it Gerke? Is that his last name?
Golke.
Yeah. Okay. They're talking to him, and they're like, how did you guys do this? Because they were what? 14 seed,
yeah. Kentucky 14? Was a 3, yep.
Okay, so a 3 versus a 14. Yep. Kentucky's won, what, like 8 times? They've won the national championship. So he's given this interview, and he's like, listen, I know that a bunch of those guys on that team are all NBA draft picks. I'm never playing in the NBA. But I do know that we're a really good team, and on any given night, we have the ability to go out there and beat them, which is what we did tonight. To just have that attitude is kind of crazy. And do you believe him when he says, I don't think I'm an NBA caliber player?
Oh, yeah, he's not.
He knows.
That's
right.
He wouldn't be playing at Oakland in a 6th year. But, you know, that's the beauty of this tournament. And even in the midst of all of college sports, you know, there's a lot of murkiness, you know, some, you know, people are transferring. The whole model is kind of getting upended. This is why people still love this college basketball tournament, because it's a unique situation.
Cinderella's.
Where you get this, and this can potentially happen, because he's right. All those Kentucky players are going to go play in the NBA, but they weren't as good of college basketball players as that guy in Oakland last night.
Yeah.
And that's what this is, a college basketball tournament.
Because Oakland last night, they were a better team. It's like the 1980 U.S. Olympic hockey team.
Yeah.
You know, he's just like, listen, whatever that speech was.
Right, yeah, there you go.
He's like,
perfect.
They're going to beat us every night, but 1 night out of 10, if we work as a team, that we can beat them. Yeah, I thought it was just like, the tournament is so fantastic, and I'm not even a person who follows basketball the rest of the year. I only get interested in basketball in February because I know that March Madness is coming up, so I just like to know a little bit about the teams.
Right.
It is a blast to watch. Okay, so that's Oakland aside. They're not even anywhere near here. So we have WSU, who beat Drake last night. So they're going to play again on Saturday. And then we have the Gonzaga.
Also playing tomorrow. Yep.
Who crushed, right? They beat them by like 20 or something.
Yeah. They should have, though. Like, that's seeding-wise. You know,
what is Gonzaga ranked this year?
Well, they were ranked low 20s, but they're a 5 seed.
Okay, so they're expected to do fairly well.
Yeah, now what's interesting, when you get both good teams winning, it sets up really good second-round matchups because you're playing a 4 seed in Kansas.
Yeah.
So you have this like battle of blue buds, the college basketball powerhouses over the last 15 to 20 years. So that's a big second-round matchup. So that's tomorrow as well.
Yeah, it's going to be fun. I can't wait for that. All right, so another thing I want to talk to you about real fast, and I guess we've already talked enough about basketball. We don't need to play the final call of the WSU game. Have you seen this video? This is a little, I don't know, it's a little gossipy, but I like to talk about this. Russell Wilson released another video of him working out. Now, everybody knows that Russell Wilson got fired by the Broncos. He then got hired by the, who's he playing
Steelers.
For? Steelers, yeah. Right? Pittsburgh. So he's going to Steelers. He's going to Pittsburgh. And so he releases this like kind of hype video. I'm just gonna play you like 5 seconds of it here.
G Block, all we know is red rum, red rum, red rum, red rum, red rum.
It's like he's doing shuffling his feet. He's throwing some passes. Red rum, red rum, red rum. I don't know where he's at, but that place looks beautiful.
San Diego. That's his off-season home. And that's his house.
Yeah. That's his house?
Yeah.
I just assumed it's like a super
training field,
beautiful resort. That is an unbelievable house.
Yeah, Resort Russ.
God bless that guy. Yeah. That guy's got some good real estate.
If you think about it, it makes sense. Like, if you're an NFL quarterback, Wilson aside, if you're an NFL quarterback, you're going to invest a ton of money in keeping your body, your most important weapon, your most important asset as good as possible. So, hey, if he's able to do that, good on him.
That's fantastic.
You can train all year round, just go out to your backyard, bring guys in. So that's what he'd do with the Seahawks. So he'd invite Seahawks guys down there. And a lot of them would come down in the offseason and train. Yeah.
Like
for
a
couple weeks at a time. Right. So it is. There you go. It's a resort.
Yeah.
In a sense.
That's fantastic. Anyway, I just thought it was funny because he just skewered online. People just like, there's nothing that he can do. I almost feel bad for him at this point because he just like, he can't win for trying. And he posts this video in defense of people online who thought it was funny. He is wearing like aviator shades or whatever he's wearing as he's doing these workouts. But it's San Diego. It's really sunny and
I think
really
the point is you don't have to post that video.
No, you don't.
Like, if you're a guy who has been, quote, humbled and you're ready for a second chance and you're coming in at the veteran minimum, you don't have to post anything.
No one says
you have to show off.
You're right.
And flaunt all that. So I think that's why, because it's throughout his whole career he's done things like this.
Is that why? Okay, so you have just, I think, zeroed in on what I have had a tough time trying to figure out. I think that is the reason why people very quickly want to root against Russell Wilson.
Yes.
There is this side of him which does these ridiculous things. Like, you're totally right. He didn't have to post that video. Nobody asked him, like, hey, Russ, post this video. Nobody's saying that. Show us your sweet house. Show us all this stuff. Like, you just, like, embarrassed yourself in Denver for 2 years. Somebody posted, I thought this was really funny, one of these guys, he said, I don't know the guy's name, Mile High something, but he posted on the video that was, I think he put this out on X or something. Formerly Twitter, and the guy said, oh, that's funny. He normally runs circles and then gets sacked, which is like a ridiculous thing.
Yeah.
And then somebody else was saying that this had a lot of Uncle Rico vibes.
Back in 82, I used to be able to throw a pigskin a quarter mile.
Are you serious?
I'm dead serious. How much you want to make a bet I can throw a football over the mountains?
It's just the whole thing is ridiculous, but I don't know. I wish him well. I wish him well in Pittsburgh until they play the Seahawks at some point, and I hope they lose. All right. Mike Lefko, 710 Seattle Sports. Thanks for coming on, man.
Yeah, always a lot of fun. We got some college basketball in. That's what I love. I love that sport.
I love it. And this is going to be going on for at least the next 2 weeks, right?
Yeah, we got another week. And what's great is that it gets condensed into weekends. You have 4 straight days of this chaos. And then you take a little break. And then you do it again for 4 more days.
You can get back to normal
life. And then
back
to the Final Four. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's just like it's a good weekend activity now for the next 3 weekends.
I love it. All right. Well, we'll talk more next week then.
Sounds good.
All right. We're going to be right back here on Cairo Nights.
Save big money at Menards. Let the fresh air in and keep the bugs out with replacement screen for your doors and windows from AdForce. It's easy to install, durable against the elements, and comes in a variety of types to suit your needs. Repair your screens today with a roll of replacement screen on sale through May 5th. And check out more great deals happening now in our weekly flyer on Menards.com.
Save big money at Menards.
Prescription products require completion of an online medication consultation with an independent healthcare provider through the LifeMD platform and are only available if prescribed. Subscription required. Individual results may vary. Additional restrictions apply. Read all warnings before using GLP-1s. Side effects may include a risk of thyroid C-cell tumors. Do not use GLP-1s if you or your family have a history of thyroid cancer.
If you've struggled for years to lose weight and have given up hope, did you know you can now access GLP-1 prescription medications at TryLifeMD.com? We're now offering eligible patients online access to GLP-1s, the breakthrough prescription medication that can help you lose body fat and weight. Listen to what people are saying.
It's fun to put on jeans that you couldn't get into 6 months ago.
Every morning, I look forward to getting on the scale.
For anybody who's struggling with their weight, it's a godsend.
And here's the best part. Your insurance may cover 100% of the cost of your medication. So go to TryLifeMD.com to have your eligibility checked right now. Get started today at TryLifeMD.com. That's TryLifeMD.com.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Cairo Nights with Jake Skorheim.
My parents picked fairly common names for me and my older sister. As my parents got more religious, things got a little more biblical. My youngest brother's name is Methuselah.
7 to 10 on Cairo News Radio.
You're listening to Cairo Nights with Jake Skorheim.
Welcome back to Cairo Nights. All right, I want to give you kind of a sad update. I don't know if you guys heard about Kate Middleton, what's going on with the royal family. We have talked about this a number of times on the show, actually. So just to give you a little background, then I'll give you the update on what's happening with the royals. Originally, a couple weeks back, it was Mother's Day in the UK. And so Kate Middleton posted this photo of herself and her family. She's married to Prince William, and she will be the Queen of England someday. So she's a princess. She's very important. A lot of people care about the royals in the UK, as you might imagine. And so they post this photo on social media, and some news agencies like Agence France Presse, which is one of the largest news agencies in the world, they run with this photo because it's an official photo. And then quickly they realize, they go, hey, you know what? There's some airbrushing that's happening in the photo. There's some photoshopping possibly. So we actually are now no longer trusting this photo. We don't want to put this out there, and we don't know that what's going on in this photo. And so they send out this kill notice. And what basically, it's just like a news term that lets anybody else know who's using that photo that something is going on in this picture that we have released, and to stop using it on all your various websites and news stories that you might be reporting on. Now, the reason that people were reporting on, why people cared about it is that a few weeks back, Kate Middleton, or as she is known, Catherine, the Princess of Wales, she had gotten abdominal surgery for something. The palace did not explain to the public. That's all they said. Kind of a vague, she's getting surgery, and then she was going to have a couple of weeks where she was going to be recovering. Everyone was very concerned because they're being kind of vague. And, you know, when somebody's being vague about a medical procedure that they're having, oftentimes it's because they don't either know what's going on or they don't want to share what's going on because it's, you know, it's very personal, like all surgery is. So she has a surgery. She spends a couple of weeks out of the public eye. And then they release this picture, which, because it was doctored in some way, now the fervor and the excitement has built up. And everybody's saying, like, oh my gosh, what's really going on? Is this really even her? You know, did something happen? Everyone lost their minds. We covered it on the show a number of times, but we were really covering from the perspective of, like, it's crazy how big of a news story this has become. It was like the number one story in the world, headlines all around the world. Everybody was talking about it. And now, sadly, finally, Catherine, Princess of Wales, Kate Middleton, has come out and released a video. And she is describing what has been going on behind the scenes, why they were not being forthcoming, and why they wanted to kind of keep it private. And when you hear what's going on, it actually is, you know, you feel for them, very much so.
I wanted to take this opportunity to say thank you personally for all the wonderful messages of support and for your understanding whilst I've been recovering from surgery. It has been an incredibly tough couple of months for our entire family, but I've had a fantastic medical team who have taken great care of me, for which I'm so grateful. In January, I underwent major abdominal surgery in London, and at the time, it was thought that my condition was non-cancerous. The surgery was successful. However, tests after the operation found cancer had been present. My medical team therefore advised that I should undergo a course of preventative chemotherapy, and I'm now in the early stages of that treatment. This, of course, came as a huge shock, and William and I have been doing everything we can to process and manage this privately for the sake of our young family.
So she goes on to talk about how they are managing it. She says she's, you know, she's getting the preventative chemotherapy. She says she's in great health now, and she is on the road to recovery, but still going through these treatments. And as anyone who has ever dealt with cancer knows, I've had it in my family many times, you need your loved ones around you. And I can only imagine how it must have felt where, for the average person who gets a diagnosis like this, nobody's like pounding down at your door saying, show up in public, show us what's going on, tell us everything that's going on. But they live this life where, like, yeah, a big chunk of their life has to be in the public eye. That would be really tough. So my heart goes out to their family. I said a prayer when I heard this news for their family, because there, but for the grace of God, something like this happens to me or my wife. We have young kids. I totally understand what they must be going through right now. And our hearts go out to them. Prayers for them. And, you know, I hope she has a speedy recovery. They seem like a really nice family, and I wish them well. All right, we got a lot more coming up on the show. Stick around. We got the news roundup coming up next. We're going to be right back here on Cairo Nights.